One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on.
La, 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 la.
The trip down the time tunnel of top tunes.
Music attracts people of incredible talent. Great characters like David Lindley. You know him for this. David Lindley sang the falsetto in Jackson Browne's epic tale of life on the road in a 70s rock band. David played guitar, mandolin, fiddle, many more stringed instruments, always in demand for records and tours. David's legendary slide guitar on Running on Empty.
We met when we were almost young. Deep in the green lilac park, you held on to me like I was a crucifix. As we went kneeling through the dark, oh, so long, Marianne, I am weeping too long and cry and cry and laugh about it all again.
Leonard Cohen, and that's David Lindley on the violin. Here he is with Warren Zevon.
Brother Billy has both guns drawn. He ain't been right since Vietnam. Sweet home Alabama, play that dead band song. Turn those speakers up full blast. Play it all night long.
Play it all night long, David Lindley on guitar. And that's David on lead on Jackson Browne's Late for the Sky.
All the words had all been spoken, and somehow the feeling still wasn't right, and still we continued on through the night, tracing our steps from the beginning until they vanished into the air, trying to understand how our lives had led us there.
David Lindley was a gifted musician who played on so many great records and shows from the 1970s on. David died in March. He was 78.
Still remember me.
Lynyrd Skynyrd from Jacksonville, Florida, a band that first formed in 1964. And this is Freebird from their 1973 debut album. The last of the original members of the band, guitarist Gary Rossington, has died at age 71. Gary survived the 1977 plane crash that killed several of his bandmates. Skynyrd had many members over the years, but Gary was the only one to appear on all of its albums. Originally, the band was called Me, You and Him, but changed to Lynyrd Skynyrd in honour of this bloke.
Students had to wear socks, they had to have their shirt tails in, they had to wear belts. Sideburns couldn't be below the ears. The back of the hair couldn't touch the collar.
Lynyrd Skynyrd, a strict teacher who once suspended then 16-year-old Gary Rossington for having long hair. Gary co-wrote Lynyrd Skynyrd's biggest hit.
Turn it up.